You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM, and we're here today with Jonathan Rondeau-Leclerc from Vent du Nord. Good morning, and welcome to CJMQ.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
All right. So Vent du Nord is a name that I've heard of in Sherbrooke for quite a long time. It's been around quite a while, hasn't it?
Since 2002.
And the name comes from what? Do you know?
Yeah, it was actually the original owner of the place, which was not yet a beer store, had a boat, and that was the name of his boat. And then the guy who bought the place and made a beer store out of it just kept the name.
So the first store was on the corner of Queen?
Montreal, Portland, Queen, and Belvedere.
Oh, that famous intersection.
Yes.
That people who are from out of town love so much.
Yeah.
All right, so that's very central. That's considered downtown.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And Vent du Nord is special. Like, you've also expanded to Rock Forest?
Yeah, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, we opened a store on Boulevard Bourque.
Okay. Whereabouts on Boulevard Bourque?
It's right beside the D'Aleonardo restaurant.
Oh, okay. That far up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty neat.
It is.
Easily accessible, too.
And much more parking space than the downtown venue.
True, true. What is different about Vent du Nord? It's a beer store, but it's more than that, isn't it?
It is. We think what differentiates us is the service you get, because in most dépanneurs you'll have one, maybe two people in there working at the register, whereas we're a store where you get advice. So especially, for example, on the weekends or during the holidays, you can find up to 5, 6, 7 employees on the floor, filling the fridges as they get emptied, and helping people choose among the hundreds of craft beers we have.
Well, yeah, because beer isn't a simple thing anymore. It's not just you walk in and get a beer. There's whole kinds of different types of beers and different flavors, it's amazing, isn't it?
It is. Brewers tend to be extremely creative, and they kind of got beer drinkers, and not just the picky ones. I mean, pretty much everyone addicted to new beers. So they have to come up with new ideas, new concepts, using crazy fruits or spices, or just new brewing methods to create new styles. And people walk in, not everyone, but a lot of people walk in and expect to see what's new this week.
Oh, that bad.
Yeah.
Or that good. So, and also, Vent du Nord specializes in local beers, right?
We love the Eastern Townships beer. We have, if I'm right, we have 19 breweries in the Eastern Townships as we speak.
Wow.
Most of them bottle their beers. Some of them don't. Some of them you can only get when you go there. But I think we have about 10 different breweries that bottle their stuff, and it's all pretty good.
So you really are focused on local breweries.
Well, we do have most of the beers from most breweries around Quebec. Since a couple of years, we've had to start to choose what we put on the shelves. But the Eastern Townships beer have definitely a proeminent space on our shelves.
And it's not just about beer, is it? You have other products that you sell as well.
Yeah, we have. We went into, when we opened the Rock Forest store, the co-owner of that store is a sommelier, so he's good at choosing wine, and we know definitely that Quebec wine do not have the best of reputation, but we did find out the very good ones, and we sell those on our shelves as well.
That's neat.
Yeah, we also have mixology ingredients, not the actual spirits, because we can't sell those, but the syrups, the bitters, mixing tools and all that. We do not specialize in that, but the people sometimes like to drink something else than just beer.
Well, it must be pretty interesting for people who want to encourage local breweries and find out what is available locally, to be able to go to some place where they can get some information, some help in choosing, knowing exactly what they're bringing home before they do.
Yeah.
That must be neat.
It is. A lot of people come in the store and they kind of have a good idea what they want. And sometimes they're here just for that one bottle that just came out. But most people either don't know much about beer and just want to try new stuff because they're open-minded. And a lot of people as well know what they like, but they want our specialist to suggest what they would drink in that particular kind of beer.
Given the occasion.
Given the occasion as well. Beer is a very circumstantial beverage, I think. There's beer for before dinner, beer for celebrating, beer for sharing with friends. Sometimes heavier beers, you can split a bottle to 3, 4, 5 people and it's just enough.
Huh. That's a lot more to it than I thought.
Yes, there is.
What else do you do at the store? Say, Vins Noirs, located in Rock Forest and also in downtown Sherbrooke on the corner of... Well, on the corner of many streets, isn't it?
Yes.
On the corner of Montreal, Portland, and Queen Victoria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have, we do, if you come up with an idea and you come and see us, you say, I'm cooking this, what kind of beer would you drink with that? Ah. That's something we do, like food pairings, we love it. We also go to people's house when they invite us, of course. you can actually hire us to go to your place or your workplace and conduct a tasting, like learn about the stories behind the breweries or the styles, and we make you discover all kinds of beers, and people really like this. We do a lot of those.
That could be fun.
It is.
Yeah. What else should we know about Vins Noirs?
What else do we do? We have we have a little bit of local foods, like cured sausages, cheeses,
really?
especially at Rock Forest, but also a little bit downtown. We have quality chips, for example, as simple as it may be. What else do we have? Non-alcoholic beverages. There's the kombucha trend that started about 5 years ago, I think. Everybody has seen the rice bottles. So they were kind of the first on the market. Some people wonder what that is. It's a fizzy... Well,
actually, I do.
You do? Well, yeah. Let me tell you what kombucha is. It's basically fermented tea. And it's considered non-alcoholic because it's under 0.5%, like most non-alcoholic beers. But it's a bit sweet. It's very carbonated, highly carbonated. So it's very refreshing, and it's particularly good after party drink, like the morning after, and that's good for your digestive system. And it's fermented, but it's alcohol free.
Oh, no, a lot of things that are fermented are very good for you, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, so kombucha. Neat. I learned something. So that's pretty interesting. The Rock Forest store, is that larger than the one in downtown?
In terms of area, it's pretty much the same, I think. The beer selection is also similar. The parking space is way bigger. Well, the downtown store is known for its limited space, limited parking spaces. The Rock Forest has much more. And... different staff as well. So the staff is important to us. Every staff has their favorite types of beer, their way of recommending it. Some of the staff can be really, I don't know, poetic about beer. Others ask more questions. And we have this coup de cœur. The staff picks, which is every week we show which beer this staff likes, this person likes more, and so you can get inspired from that. But we value very much the connection between the staff and the clients, because we think that's what differentiates us from the average the average store. How do you say dépanneur?
Dépanneur. That's how we say it. Yes. Yeah. So we're talking about Vins Noirs. We're talking with Jonathan Rondeau-Leclerc, who is from Vins Noirs.
And Sherbrooke.
Yeah, and Sherbrooke. So the two stores, one in Rock Forest and one in downtown Sherbrooke on the corner of Portland, Queen, and Montreal, that famous corner. All right. So I want to thank you very much for being here and talking to us today. It's very appropriate with the holiday seasons coming up, and people always looking for something a little bit different.
That yes.
To be different.
Yeah, very good gift. It's a good gift to offer as well. We do a lot of gift baskets. If you want to offer something, for example, if you have a niece or a cousin or a brother really likes craft beer, but you don't know what he or she likes, you can come and see us and say, well, he likes beer. What would you recommend? And we can, usually people that like craft beer like to try things. So we can make a variety pack, and it's a gift a lot of people like to receive.
That's very interesting. Well, thank you very much.
My pleasure.